Shane, as you said, we set yourself there after a slow start with Sean Ryan got the first goal. You really took over from there, didn't you?
Yeah, we were a very slow start and Horsewood completely got on top of us. They were very, very physical and they kind of bullied us there for a while, but once we got the goal, it kind of gave ourselves a bit of a lift. And we kind of got a bit of momentum going and we started to create overlaps and we got a bit of success running down straight down the middle of them.
Yeah, they started in the second half as well. They got a goal very early on, but it didn't seem to disturb the team's kind of fluency at all. You struck back almost immediately.
Yeah, they came straight from the throw-in again. They went straight at us. I got in for a goal and back 2 points up. But it was still 29 minutes to go, so there was no real major panic needed. So, but we knuckled down. We kept possession. We waited for runners to come and we chipped away at our scoreboard again. So we did. So kind of we got our noses back in front again.
And the third goal there, when Mark Rosworth fell for the penalty, and he had an experienced hand in Kenny Cal taking it, he made no mistake, and that really was the tension score of the game, wasn't it?
Yeah, that settled it down completely. Mark was in, probably unlucky that he didn't even get his own goal, but Kenny, he hasn't missed too many. He would be around a while, but he'd have scored a lot of important penalties, and he's very calm, he doesn't panic, and he stuck it nice and high. So Conor Swain's a big man, and he put it nice and high out of his reach, and that kind of settled it. We were able to kind of sit back and kind of soak up the pressure after that, and the kind of pressure was off.
And I thought as well, Shane, in the second half in particular, your defence, Horsewood only got a goal in two for the second half, but the defence was really good. But that Owen Ryan in particular had an outstanding second half there.
Yeah, Owen's a very good chap. He might be a bit small, but he's very quick, he's very lively, he has a very good head on his shoulders. And he's not Jack O'Connor, kept Jamie Myler very, very quiet. PJ going off is a huge loss for Horsewood. Like that's a huge out like on for Horsewood. So, but once Jack was able to kind of keep on top of Jamie Myler, and Adrian Ribbons was keeping Sean Nolan quite enough as well. We were kind of confident enough that if they were kind of kept from getting on the scoreboard, that we might be able to get our own scores down the field. So.
Okay, well, Shane, well done. You're in the quarterfinal next weekend. You're looking forward to it, eh?
Yeah, looking forward to it now. Yeah, the pressure is off now. The relegation has kind of gone out of the head, so it's kind of bonus territory now from now on. So we'll have a tough quarterfinal, whichever of the three teams that we're going to meet. But look, it's nice to be in a quarterfinal. If you're given a start of the year, you take hand and all, and you would.
Thanks very much, Shane. Thank you.
Thank you.